Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, how much money does the state have? How are we doing? We asked Kate Marshall, the Nevada State Treasurer. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Stacy Woodbury, Dick Gamick, and Michael Hackett. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Your business deserve the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
What has the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center contributed to Northern Nevada, and just in the past few years? Well, they're home to 130 industrial companies, manufacturing, distribution, clean energy, occupying over 12 million square feet of industrial space, and employing over 6,000 Nevadans. That's incredible. All in less than 5 years. And with over 100,000 acres to go, we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
For help saving energy and money? Soon, new options from NV Energy will help you do both. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. Is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers. It's a pleasure to welcome back to the program Kate Marshall. She is the Nevada State Treasurer. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Thank
again.
Thank you very much for having me.
So let's ask you, you're the one with the money. How's Nevada doing?
Nevada's definitely doing better than it was. You know, we were trailing the rest of the country, and now we have caught up. In some places we're in the middle, and some places we're towards the front. So it's a very different story than it was.
Okay, can you be specific?
Sure. So right now we have growth in housing sales and also in housing prices, and that's to be expected, but it's a good thing to have. In any event, we were down so low that we can grow in our housing prices quite a lot, and we are. So that's a good thing. At the same time, we're having growth in population. We are now the sixth fastest growing state in the nation. But our growth is more moderate, and this is what's key. That means it's more sustainable. So where our growth is coming in at about 2%, 2.5%, and that means it's more sustainable. The other thing that's happening is you're seeing growth across all sectors, and that's new. So instead of just having growth in gaming and in mining, we're having growth in IT, we're having growth in hospitals, for example, healthcare, having growth in education. You're seeing growth across all sectors, and that's critical.
And you're also seeing it in industries like trucking, auto sales.
Well, okay. So
it's been about 18 months I think that we've really started to see things going in a positive direction.
That's right.
When you say 2% increase in population per month, what is that?
No. I'm sorry. I meant 2% increase economic growth.
Oh, in economic
growth.
Yes. Okay. Because, you know, at the
1.5, 2% like that.
Yeah, because at the height of the craziness in Nevada, we were seeing, about 6,000 people a month moving to Las Vegas alone.
Yes. Okay. So we're not seeing that, and that's a good thing. However,
right.
We are seeing growth. And really, in any given economy, you want there to be population movement. You want people to be coming in. You want growth. You don't want a decline in population. You want growth in population, but you want it to be something that you can manage. If you have too much growth, you don't know how to establish infrastructures overloaded, schools are overloaded. A lot of people need services when they first come to a place and they're trying to figure themselves out, and you can't absorb that. So some growth, but not the kind of growth that we had.
Okay, now how is the state doing financially with the money that the state is investing? How are we doing by comparison with, say, 6 years ago?
So our investments are earning very low amounts, and that's because we invest by statute in very conservative instruments. And as you know, treasuries and agencies are just at a very low interest rate. So we are not making a lot of interest, but that's to be expected because we are so conservative and because the market is such that interest rates are low. However, there's two sides to that coin, right? When your interest rates are really low, that means when you issue bonds, you get a very good rate. You don't have to pay very much for those bonds. And so recently we issued $572 million in bonds, maybe $573. And that will lower the taxes for every single business in this state.
And this is money towards paying off the unemployment that
yes.
we borrowed from the federal government?
And the federal government was charging us about 2.58%, and we got those bonds at under 1%. So we immediately save money. So there's the two sides of that coin, right? You're not making a lot of interest in the market. You're not paying a lot of interest in the market.
Okay. As far as economic development, is the Treasurer's Office seeing benefit from that yet?
So, I have that private equity fund. We have approximately $50 million. And one of the beautiful things we've found out is that when we originally set about to pass that bill, a lot of people said to us, there's no deal flow, was the term. There's no deal flow in Nevada.
Meaning, what does that
mean? There's not enough businesses in Nevada who need capital. There's not enough intellectual capital in Nevada. They would make these kinds of charges. And my answer to them was, you're incorrect. And I'm very happy to be proven right in that regard. There's a lot of deal flow here. There's a lot of businesses here across the state, rural Nevada, Washoe, Clark, across the state, that is looking for capital to invest, to move their business and expand their business. So we've seen a lot of success in that. The fact that we are growing across all sectors tells you that we are having a broad-based economic revitalization, and this is good. Now, it's moderate. So that means it's sustainable, but it's moderate, okay? So don't go out and buy a Ferrari. It's moderate.
Okay, it would be a Lamborghini after watching 60 Minutes last night. When you look at the mining industry, do you have concerns there?
The mining industry has been doing very, very well. Of course, I'll let them speak for themselves. I would say gold prices are a little soft right now. I would say that you're seeing that those mining companies that are successful are the ones that have been able to ensure their operations are efficient. And those mines that have inefficient operations are probably having a little bit of a hard time.
Well, and it's interesting because, you know, the mining industry, the major mining corporations allow smaller companies to do the discovery, to find new mm-hmm. gold and silver, et cetera. But those little companies, a lot of them are going out of business. But that doesn't really affect the giant companies. But, of course, the price of gold definitely does. Let's take a break. More with Kate Marshall when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Kate Marshall. She's the Nevada State Treasurer.
Thank you.
You know, term limits is creeping up on you.
That's true.
You know, you're going to be out of this office at least at the end of next year. What advice do you have for the incoming state treasurer, whoever that may be?
I have phenomenal staff, and we have quite a number of active programs in my office with respect to education, with respect to economic development, with respect to infrastructure bond issuances and investments. And I would suggest to them that they keep the staff. They're so valuable. They're okay. Great. They make me look good.
Okay. For all of us, our staff make us look good. When you say infrastructure, tell me about that.
So we realize that we have certain amount of bonding capacity, and we can bond for infrastructure projects. And one of the things that I'm doing right now is identifying whether, because the economy has grown better than what the Economic Forum projected, if there is additional bonding capacity there and what we might be able to use that for the benefit of all Nevadans.
You know, as we move into better economic times, what would be, you know, your recommendation to the legislature? Would it be, you know, we're finally getting some cash, put it into a rainy day fund, be conservative with it? Because you know that the last legislative sessions have been relatively calm because there was no money. But now there's going to be money. By the time we get to the next legislative session, there's going to be money. What do you recommend?
So the last legislative session, even though we were growing, Economic Forum projected some growth. They drained the rainy day fund of approximately $85-87 million in a time of some growth. That's just bad policy. Really, what you should do is you should save in good times so that you have the money to spend in bad times. Because when you're government, when times are bad, you have increased costs. And so it's kind of, these days you hear a lot of people saying, well, we should cut when times are bad, and that's just incorrect, economically incorrect. You should cut when times are good, quite frankly, and spend money when times are bad. And so I wish the legislature...
Financially, that makes sense. Politically, it doesn't.
Correct. So I wish that the legislature would think a little bit about making sure that they have a rainy day fund that's there for when times are bad. We're not always in charge of that, right? You can have national things, international things happen that will affect Nevada. And work on those things that will be long-term, fundamental, foundational aspects of our economy.
For example,
November 6th, we are issuing debt for Nevada State College. They will build two buildings, a building for classrooms and a student union building. That is foundational for our economy. They will produce more nurses and more teachers, which the demographics of this country say we need both. And this will help our economy long term. So you want to build and invest in those things that when you do get that economic crisis, you mitigate those effects.
What's the biggest thing you've learned in the last 7 years from wanting to be the state treasurer to having been in that office now for this length of time?
If you follow the money, you will know exactly how things run.
Okay, and explain that.
You, when you see budgets and when you see how people finance things and when you see where they want to put their money, that tells you what their priorities are. Whether those are political priorities or whether those are policy priorities, if you look at the budget and see where they're putting their money, that tells you where their priorities are.
And you didn't know that when you came in?
It's just so much clearer with the math, right? It's not a cliche. It's actually there in black and white numbers.
Okay, so now you are going to run for Secretary of State.
Yes, thank you.
Previously, you ran against Mark Hammaday for a CD2. Why Secretary of State?
I don't know if you remember this, but in 2004, we had long lines at the polls here in Washoe County, 3-hour lines in the morning. After the polls closed, some precincts had 1.5-hour lines. And I was part of a committee that worked with the registrar's office and actually the school administration to open up the schools, have teachers take service days on election day, lots more places for people to go to vote. We reduced those lines. We actually reduced the cost because we used public facilities. It was not a partisan event at all. And we were able to get things done. And that's when I first became interested in politics, when I realized that you could go in a non-political fashion and solve problems to the benefit of everyone.
Okay, we've only got about 30 seconds left, but we're more than happy to have you come back on the program, plus debate, et cetera. But you know that there are people out there that say, you know, we got term limits, you know, you do your term and you're done. You try to get into CD2. Now you're looking at Secretary of State's office, and people are saying, you know, that wasn't the intention of term limits. Quick response to that.
I'll let the people vote. I hope they support me. I've always been there for them.
A great soundbite. Thank you so much. Always a pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Like applying for Social Security disability benefits is a massive waste of time. Your benefits, your time. At David Allen Associates, we know both are precious. We work to make things happen now. I'm David Allen.
If the recent changes in healthcare have you feeling like there's a lot to learn, you're not alone. At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we've done our homework on the new healthcare law, so we can help you make an informed decision, like finding a reliable health insurance plan that's right for you. All our plans offer $0 preventive care benefits to help keep you healthy. Our plans cover doctor visits, prescription drugs, hospital stays, and more. Choose from doctors and hospitals in the Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield network. Generations have relied on us for their health care coverage. Apply today. Your coverage is guaranteed, and there are no medical exams required. Act today. You need to apply by December 15th to make sure your coverage starts January 1st, 2014. Now you can get reliable coverage from a name you can trust. Call us at 1-866-768-9305 for a free quote. That's 1-866-768-9305. Or visit lookatanthem.com.
Workers' compensation laws can be tricky, and the way some insurance adjusters adjust the claims can make it even trickier. I'm Herb Santos, Jr. If you have questions regarding your rights, call me for a free personal consultation. In my office, I help injured people. I work for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Dick Gamig is here, the Washoe County District Attorney. Stacy Woodbury, the brand new minted Executive Director for the Nevada State Medical Association. Congratulations and pleasure to have you back on the program. And Michael Hackett with Alvarez Consulting. Let's start out with something that I think has been real interesting over, it seems, about the last year to 18 months, is that for a long time, you know, to get Senator Reid to appear on a program like this had become quite difficult. And now it seems like he is everywhere in the North, in the South. Certainly when we went back to D.C., we've had him twice on this program in the last year. But he is out there and he is the face of the party. What do you make of this?
Senator Reid is not stupid. That's the first thing we got to start with. And I've come to know him pretty well and talk to him quite a bit.
Does he hang up on you when you end your phone calls?
Senator Reid?
Yeah.
No.
Really? He says goodbye? Because everybody else he hangs up on.
I've never had him hang up on me.
He doesn't do it to be rude. I've
had him call me a couple of times out of the blue, too.
Okay.
You never know what he's going to do. But he learns. And I think one thing he might be doing is he's going to run again. I think that he's made that clear. And last time around, I think it really affected him personally, all of the signs that were out that said anybody but Reid all over northern Nevada. So I think he's probably out here doing a lot more FaceTime and a lot more meeting people and stuff like that. No inside knowledge or anything. I just feel that that's what he's doing. He's just back here a lot more than he used to be.
Well, you know, and it's interesting because he will say whatever's on his mind. I mean, from the very first time I interviewed him, which goes back to 1990, I would say to him, you know, can I ask you about this? He said, ask me whatever you want. And that has never changed. Drives his staff crazy, but that's always the way he is.
Well, and I think particularly with how the implementation of the health insurance exchange is going on the federal level, I think he's trying to get out there and needs to get out there and make some positive
preemptive strikes.
There you go. That's kind of what I was looking for.
But also, when you look at the state of the Republican Party, it's pretty easy for him to get out there and just take shots.
Yeah, it is. But I also think the tables are turning because of what Stacey just said with all of the problems regarding the Affordable Care Act and the implementation right now. And I'm not talking specifically about the technology issues because those will be resolved. But I think looking at it long term and whether this is going to be sustainable or not, I think that's a big question, as well as the whole issue of you can keep your insurance when we're finding out that you're not going to be able to. So I agree with Dick that it's looking forward to 2016, but it's also very much about the 2014 midterms as well.
Do you think that, you know, turning to Obamacare and everybody's like, oh, not again, but do you think that if we don't see enough millennials signing up, that the government is going to be forced to offer more incentives to get them to sign up? Because this program won't work unless that happens.
Well, I think one thing that's been missed here that the public has missed is that those who have insurance are going to be paying extra fees, so the ACA will work to build up billion-dollar surpluses so it'll function. Just starting out that way gives me some real heartburn as to whether or not it's going to be successful and whether or not it's sustainable. And right now, from everything I've seen, I don't see how it's going to be sustainable. It's amazing. We were in the Kaiser Permanente group down in California when I was going to law school, and that functioned well. I don't know why we're not letting the civilian world take care of this issue instead of doing what we're doing now. Is it sustainable? I don't think so.
Well, it's a combination because the government is setting the big parameters, but it's private insurance companies are actually carrying this out, but they are faced with, as you say, dealing with the portions of the law.
But all the rules are coming from the government.
Right.
That's
right,
the problem.
Right. And the insurance industry, what they're making this about is all of these new mandates put on them in terms of the coverage that they have to provide under the essential health benefits. And because of that, those who have an existing plan, well, sorry, that plan is being put out to pasture because it doesn't cover this, it doesn't cover this, and it doesn't cover that. So,
well, and you could tell from the beginning that they said this program was going to not increase any cost, and how was that ever going to happen? It was just never going to be the way they had purported it to be.
Okay, let's turn our attention to something different here.
Sure.
The Culinary Union has been protesting on the strip outside of the Cosmopolitan, and they did this kind of thing to station casinos over the years, and where they deliberately get themselves arrested and taken to jail as part of this protest, and that way they can block the strip, they can block the parking lot at station casinos, whatever. When people are deliberately doing this over and over and over again, at what point should we look and say, okay, if you want to get arrested, the cost of you being arrested is XYZ, and the union, here's your bill?
I think you just put it back on the people that are doing it, because if they don't have the incentive to get out there, then they're not going to get out there. I don't know how you could get to the union on doing that, but 6 months in jail. I mean, they're subject to 6 months in jail for every violation, so start putting them in. They're not going to be out there picketing. You know, there comes a point in time when unions just get too far down the road and become extremely disruptive to everything. Back when they were initially formed, they needed to be. There's no question. But today, and especially unions and government, it's unbelievable what goes on.
Okay, you've got about 15 seconds apiece here.
I think that I like what Dick says.
this is kind of out of my league. The one thing that I see when I read about
this. But doesn't it irritate you, though, that, I mean, the cost of policing is expensive enough. Here, people are deliberately demonstrating with a plan of being arrested so that they can be on TV and in the newspapers.
I get that. I get that. And I think there's a lot of credence to what Dick said. Where I kind of draw the line is when the patrons of these establishments get caught in the crossfire, when they are being harassed, when they are being subject to, unruly behavior and all of that type of thing. That's where I think the line has been crossed, and that's where I'd like to see something more severe come down.
All right. Well, at least we started the discussion. We'll be right back.
Are you considering a new Medicare plan? Then you may be looking for help in choosing the right plan for your needs. So don't wait. Call now. Whatever your health coverage needs, United Healthcare can help you find the right plan. Open enrollment to choose your Medicare coverage begins October 15th and ends December 7th. So now is the best time to review your options and enroll in a plan. Medicare has two main parts, Parts A and B, to help cover a lot of your expenses, like hospital care and doctor visits. But they still won't cover all your costs. Now's the time to learn about United Healthcare plans that may be right for you. Are you looking for something nice and easy? Like a single plan that combines Medicare Parts A and B with prescription drug coverage. A Medicare Advantage plan can give you doctor, hospital, and prescription drug coverage all in one plan for as low as a $0 monthly premium. Just one way United Healthcare could help you save while you take control of your own health. Plus, with the Pharmacy Saver program, you can get prescriptions for as low as $2 at thousands of pharmacies and retail locations like these all across the country. Call now to learn more. United Healthcare has the information you need, so you'll be better prepared when making Medicare decisions. Maybe you'd just like help paying for your prescriptions. Consider a Part D prescription drug plan. It may help reduce the cost of your prescription drugs. With over 30 years of Medicare experience, United Healthcare has been helping people live healthier lives. Remember, open enrollment ends December 7th. We can help. Call United Healthcare to learn about Medicare plans that may be right for you. Don't wait. Call now.
On our next broadcast, Ruben Murillo, he's the new head of the Teachers Association. We're going to talk about that margins tax. We'll see you on the next broadcast.